This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Oil-rich Nigeria, which is Africa's biggest economy, slipped into recession for the second time in 4 years, the National Bureau of Statistics said on Saturday. Q3 2020 real GDP contracted for second consecutive quarter by negative 3.62%, the NBS said in its data for third quarter of this year. Russia on Saturday imposed sanctions on 25 British officials, responding to penalties Britain imposed in July against the same number of Russians over human rights violations. The foreign ministry said in a statement that the move is in response to unfriendly actions by the British authorities. 25 representatives of Great Britain are now banned from entering Russian territory. In July, Britain sanctioned 25 Russian officials for their alleged involvement in the death of Sergei Magnitsky, barring them from traveling to the UK and freezing their British assets. Magnitsky, a tax consultant for British financier William Browder, died in prison of untreated illness in 2009 after accusing Russian officials of a $230 million tax fraud. Russia rejected the claims and convicted him of fraud, having put him on trial posthumously. Russia has been hit with a series of sanctions by Western countries over several disagreements. They include the annexation of the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine in 2014, the alleged interference in elections abroad, and the 2018 poisoning of a former intelligence officer in Britain. And the governor of the U.S. state of Florida, along with the state's top election officials, affirmed results on Friday showing that Joe Biden, projected by VOA to have won the presidential election on November 3rd, won the state of Georgia. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has issued an urgent appeal for Yemen, warning that the war-torn country is on the brink of famine and millions could die without quick action. In the Friday statement, he said, quote, Yemen is now in an imminent danger of the worst famine the world has seen for decades. In the absence of immediate action, millions of lives may be lost, end quote. More than 5 years of war between the Saudi Arabian-backed government and Iranian-supported Houthi rebels has pushed the Middle East's poorest country to the brink, with about 4 out of 5 people in need of humanitarian assistance. The international community helped save Yemen from famine 2 years ago, but now faced with multiple catastrophes, a collapsing economy, floods, locusts, and COVID-19, the UN and its partners are running out of money to feed and assist the population. UN officials have already taken the hard decision to cut rations to 9 million people and halt some critical programs. The World Food Program says $1.9 billion is needed to avert famine in Yemen next year. There will be no Black Friday sales in France on November 27th, at least not officially. Top retail stores, including online store Amazon, have agreed to delay the massive shopping holiday by a week. France's economy minister has proposed that the start of the holiday shopping season take place December 4th, by which time coronavirus restrictions on non-essential businesses will end. The so-called Black Friday holiday sales started in the United States, where retailers offer deep discounts on the Friday after the U.S. celebrates its Thanksgiving holiday, which is always on the fourth Thursday in November. The practice has spread globally in recent years as a time for retailers to encourage people to begin their holiday shopping. The U.S. Justice Department has scheduled 3 more federal executions during the lame duck period before President-elect Joe Biden takes office. 2 are scheduled for just 2 days before his inauguration. The announcement comes a day after the Federal Bureau of Prisons carried out the 8th federal execution this year after a 17-year hiatus. The announcement is likely to increase pressure on Biden to take a public stance on whether his administration would continue to schedule executions once he is sworn in. And an American jailed in 1985 for spying on Israel was released from strict parole conditions, allowing his move to Israel. That word came from the U.S. Justice Department. Jonathan Pollard served 30 years for giving away classified U.S. documents. He was released from prison in 2015, but was confined to the U.S. by his parole terms. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News. One.